Hey, Beverly, can you bring me that card number?
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jan with Kindler's Jewelers, Waco, Texas.
How are you doing, Jan?
I actually have, good. I have a customer that's actually interested in a natural, so I'm calling you guys.
I've been waiting for your call. You know that Dave's no longer here and I'm your guy, right?
Oh, well, good.
So Dave Sigmund retired. We miss him dearly. But you just so happen to get me. I'm director of sales. I think I called you like last month at some point just to introduce. But what are we after, Jan? How can I help?
So I've got a customer that's interested in 2.5 to 3 carat elongated cushions.
Of course, yeah.
And he wants something very nice, like DVBS.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me just pull up my list here. Did we know how we got to the quality, like DVVS? I know it's like a lot of people, you know, they see the lab grown and they go, I want that but natural.
That's pretty much how we got there. Because he wants something really nice. They've been married for forever and he's a banker and he's shopping. So.
I love it. Okay. Well, let's help him out. Just to give you an idea, and I know this is beneath what you're looking for quality-wise, but I will get you that colorless VVS option or VS option. But just as kind of as a barometer, a 2.5, a 255 F as in Frank SI1 is $27,000 your cost. Did we have a conversation with him about price point? Because that's easily like a six-figure diamond, right? That VVS is going to pop that price right up there.
Well, and that's why... Because originally he was only interested in threes, and I kind of gave him some.
You got him down to the 250.
Well, then let me see. Yeah, he goes check some 2.5. So, but I mean, I'll take all the information, even the FSI1. I mean,
see what he says, right? Because even in a 3 carat, and this one's not the right diamond, and it's actually it's funny with because thank you Taylor Swift for making these so popular. The elongated cushion, the more elongated you get, the more money it gets. If it's a square, it's actually, squares are a lot cheaper now because nobody wants them. They want that rectangle. the three, isn't that wild? But and it's like, and I think Miley Cyrus just got an elongated cushion as well. Is there any interest in radiance? Rectangle, or does he, okay, so firm on the cushion. Let me work on it for you, Jan. I have some inventory that we didn't enter yet in my New York City office. We just bought.
Okay.
So what's his time frame? Is this a project he wants to put under the tree? Or where are you him?
I mean, of course, they would like it the sooner the better.
Perfect. That's my kind of time frame.
Do you have all of these stones there, whatever you're going to send me info on?
Yes. They'll be here. It's just these have it's between an elongated cushion and a marquee have been the two that we don't even enter them. We've been selling them so quickly and trying to get them. We're trying to – well, yeah, marquees. If you have marquees in your safe, anything over a carat, put it out because that's the second top selling fancy shape right now.
Well, who knew?
It's always the thing we don't have, right?
We've actually done several marquees the last 60 days, so I guess that is a thing.
Isn't it wild? Another, I forget who it was that, Selena Gomez got a marquee, so thank you for her as well. But, Jan, let me call you back. I'll have a few options for you. Is this a local guy that you plan on having come in to show diamonds, or are you just giving him prices right now?
Yes. Well, I want to call him. I want to give him some numbers.
And then get some things together.
That, you know, he's comfortable with that because, I don't want to go all that trouble and then him go, oh, yeah, I don't want it. So,
right.
You
know. People don't understand that DVV is just it's a very rare quality, and therefore – I mean, I could show you less of nothing, an SI1 that's eye clean versus a VVS that's even more eye clean for way more money. So unless there's a real true reason to have that VV, and we have sold a number.
So what is my cost going to be on something like that? Are we talking like north of what?
Well, let
on
me,
a
let
two
me,
and a half.
Let me
north
do,
of 60? Where are we looking?
If it's true VVS, I'm going to go VVS 2. Shouldn't be in a two and a half. It should be... No, it shouldn't be north. On a 250, we should be under... like 40, 45. And I'm guessing right now. Like I said, I got to go look at the goods.
Yeah.
But if we're at, you hit that 3 carat, though, like you said, DVV, you're easily in the 70 to 90 range for a 3
yeah.
carat. But if you can get
them
below
it, I had shot him a number, just looking out there in the world, I'd shot him a number of 79, and he was like, oh, maybe we need to peel it back a little bit.
That
so,
helps me. Okay, that helps me. Yeah, so that kind of gives
me
an idea.
So you can give me that. You can give me a number like that, and then
see where
okay,
he lands.
Because he's probably going to go, okay, yeah, you're right. Let's drop it back a little bit.
Okay,
so
awesome.
Go ahead and get me the number on one of those, you know, my cost, $65,000, $70,000 stones. And then give me some numbers that are, you know, maybe like you were saying, an EVS2 or...
Something more reasonable that is equally eye clean.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
did he...
Something
did
maybe
he,
in the 40s, whatever that might be.
Perfect. And did he mention, like, is he looking for something... did he show you a photo? Does it just have to be a rectangle? Like, is he looking for something super elongated or...
No, not. I mean, it doesn't have to be super elongated. Yeah,
okay.
Think,
out of square.
Think emerald cut.
Perfect. Okay.
You know?
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Let me put some numbers together and some stats, and I'm going to give you a buzz back. And now that I have you, though, Jan, I know that it's been a lot of lab grown. Is there anything in lab that I can help with? Tennis bracelets, studs, that kind of thing, or are you full right now?
I mean, I'm okay right now, but, I mean, I'm always open to looking.
Let me know. I mean, it's something that I have. I don't know where we're going to be with it this time next year or
right.
even in the next couple months, but I have
right.
noticed a lot more natural sales coming. I'm even selling 70-pointers again for engagement. So that just tells me, you know, natural
well,
about the
I don't think that that's going to happen for us anytime soon, just because our bridal people, they're very young. They're all, you know, young 20s.
Yeah.
And they're just not going to have the resources to spend $8,000 on a, you know, engagement ring.
When everything else is so expensive, right? You want to buy a house? You want to have a nice wedding?
Life is so expensive.
Yeah, it's tough. But
so, but... Do y'all have your lab-grown finished goods online?
I do, and we also have an app. So I can email you the link to that as well.
Yes, do that.
Awesome.
Do that.
All right. We want to work with you again. You've worked with us for a long time, and I understand that sometimes you just sell the things we don't have. And that's, you know, but we can come back around and maybe there's some lab finish that I can help with.
In the past, y'all didn't have lab-grown.
Correct.
Because we used to do a ton of business with Andy, and then Andy left.
Oh.
And about that time is when the lab-grown went crazy, and y'all didn't have lab-grown.
Right.
So that's kind of why there wasn't as much communication. But if y'all have the lab-grown, I mean, I'm happy to take a look. And the finished goods, too. So be sure and send me those links.
Okay, I'll send it over. And I think you'll be happy to know. I'm not promising anything, but you might get a phone call from Andy again. Not from the diamond side, but our former VP, Andrew Rickard, is now the CEO of JBT. And Andy went off, did a little nonprofit work, and I said, you know who would really like to get back into the industry? Andy. So now Andy is a director for JBT working with Andrew, and you might even get a phone call from him. Who knows? So he's back in the industry.
Well, I loved Andy.
Andy's a very close friend of mine. So when he left me, it felt like a hole in my heart. But and I didn't take it personally. But if you liked working with Andy, Andy trained me years and years ago.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
We worked really well together.
Good.
And If I asked for something and if it just wasn't going to work number-wise, he was very quick to come up with a plan B that was, you know, plausible. So, yeah, I would love to work with Andy again. In fact, when you talk to him, you tell him that Jan from Kindler's still has him in my phone because it says Andy's self.
Too cool. Well, again, he won't be selling diamonds, but he's working on more of like a customer, trying to make JBT more relevant again for jewelers and vendors alike. So you might hear, and I'll text him now and tell him that Jan says hello. Back to this cushion,
yeah,
real quick. Are you averse,
okay,
to, is your customer, or are you averse to fluorescence if it doesn't affect the diamond? Because it'll help expand our balloon a little bit, like faint and medium.
Yeah. No, they're not. No. Mm-mm.
Faint and none.
Because if she's out somewhere at night and that thing starts glowing, she's gonna be mad.
Okay. Perfect. Good to know. That'll help me knock out a few losers here. So, perfect. Let me get to work for you. I'll give you a buzz back, Jen,
okay,
and keep an eye on your email. I'll get you some. Some information on our lab grown, okay?
Perfect. And
I'm excited.
Cell, so you're welcome. You're welcome.
Can I shoot you a text?
Number as well. Yes,
can
you
put,
can.
Maybe, I know it's not alphabetical, but you could put me right below Andy.
No, but it's Andy's friend.
That's right. There we go. Andy's friend. Perfect. All right, Jan, I'm excited. Let's sell a big old cushion, okay?
I think so. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.